Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for rising in body and spirit to be here this morning. My wife, Linda, and I, we moved this past summer from the big, old, beautiful house that we had been living in for the past 10 years to a much smaller, slightly less old, definitely not as beautiful apartment. Our kids are out on their own, and we thought this was the right time for some personal and professional change. So I stepped down from my job, and we decided to shake things up by moving to a part of Boston we hardly knew. In the midst of the move, standing in my study among shoulder-high stacks of book boxes, surrounded by barren walls, punctuated by the nail holes where my favorite artworks recently hung, I had a moment of doubt, apprehension, and borderline panic. The feeling you have after committing to a dramatic course of action that is you now suddenly realize too late to reverse. My God, what have I done? Why, I thought to myself, were we leaving this big old beautiful house we love so much? Why were we moving to a part of Boston we had only visited twice? Both times to look at the much smaller, slightly less old, definitely not as beautiful apartment we live in now. And why was I stepping down from my job at a time of such economic, political, and climate uncertainty? Then I thought of an aphorism from Outlandish Proverbs, a compilation of English sayings published in 1651 by the poet and priest George Herbert. After the house is finished, leave it. I've been obsessed by aphorisms, short, witty, philosophical sayings, since I was 8 years old, and I've been collecting them all my life. The aphorism is the oldest written art form on the planet, invented in ancient China and Egypt some 5,000 years ago. And we still encounter aphorisms every day, emblazoned on t-shirts, coffee mugs, careening across social media. Aphorisms are, for me, sacred scripture. Just the thing to get you through a rough day at the office or a dark night of the soul. I recommend this one by French artist Jean Cocteau as a helpful morning meditation. Mirrors would do well to reflect a little longer before sending back images. And this one by the Episcopal Bishop of Chicago, Gerald Burrell, the very first aphorism I remember reading when I was 8 years old. The difference between a rut and a grave is the depth. But this George Herbert aphorism always bothered me. I didn't get it. It seemed wrong-headed, so completely the opposite of what you should do. After the house is finished, live in it. And Herbert was a clergyman, too, no doubt dropping this bit of really bad advice into his sermons. But standing there in the midst of our move, with all my stuff in boxes, in what soon would not be my study anymore, I saw a different side to this saying. We house our identities, our ambitions, ourselves, in so many different places, in jobs and titles, bachelor's degrees, master's theses, doctoral dissertations, in social, professional, and physical spaces. We work hard to build careers, networks, portfolios, and these are important accomplishments that should be celebrated. What I think George Herbert is trying to tell me, though, is that these things are milestones along a path, rather than final destinations in themselves. That once you've completed some important task, look for another important task to complete. It's time to build something new. This is, I think, why Linda and I moved. We had completed one important task as parents. We had raised our kids, provided a roof over their heads, and foundations for their futures. Our kids are finished with our house, so they left it. Time for us all to build something new. This morning, we have all come here to this big, old, beautiful house, just as people have been coming here for some 400 years. Soon, this service will end, and when we're finished, we will leave this house. Not empty-handed, I hope, but with a piece of what brought us together in the first place. Comfort, community, contemplation, something that might come in handy later. After the house is finished, leave it. Home is a place you take with you.